This essay is the final piece of the puzzle. All religions, disciplines, and philosophies claim to have some measure of truth, and yet they approach it from a human perspective. The human form has only been present for a few hundred thousand years. This means that 99.9% of the history of evolving consciousness is nearly completely left out of the concepts of the followers of these beliefs and faiths. At best, they skim over those parts or just leave it to the mysteries of aloof deities. This is the problem with following dusty philosophies written in the times of superstition and paganistic worship of all things external. Humans have been looking in the mirror and drawing their ontological systems based on the reflection seen. It would seem this should be a huge gap in our understanding of what we are. It has been. Prior to the prefrontal lobe and awareness of awareness, we were part of that world that you experience from your senses. Within the genes of the body we were incarnated into was a blueprint and a map, in order for each being to have a shot at survival, based upon the tried and true of previous go-arounds. If you were the chosen meal of a number of predators, you tended to breed quickly and have large litters. If you were somewhere along the top of the food chain, you had fewer offspring, but longer lives. Nature is a conglomeration of trade-offs. Everyone gets their time in the sun to figure out the big puzzle being put together. Of course, it took a whole lot of successions of bodies to get to this point of reading my essay. So lives prior to these big brains were based upon what the body needed to get an edge in the world, and thus be enabled to climb the ladder to more grandiose viewpoints. A whole lot of the mystery of why we are here can be explained if you were to see the puzzle from the perspective of the consciousness instead of the perception of the body that houses it. From the experience of consciousness over the eons, as it has been here doing its thing, a long line of more complex bodies have arisen with more complex brains and nervous systems to house all this awareness that accumulates lifetime to lifetime. None of this is created consciously. When you fill the cup, the present brain, a new cup, the emerging new form, is created naturally. The awareness dictates what the form will be that houses it, not fickle gods or personal choices. It is a natural process where the clothes are designed to eventually fit, baggy at first with room to grow. You do not get to decide which human body you will incarnate into. Your evolution does. The reason you are dreaming is because you experience the world from the body's senses. What you identify with as reality is the relationship your body has with this world of bodies. Because you were still unaware of yourself, evolution saw fit to give the body consciousness too, so that the awakening dreamer might survive the dream. There is not one consciousness involved with these animated bodies, there is two. The fact that the body and what animates it is experienced as one personality is an inheritance of limited perceptions. It is not a matter of thinking wrongly. Remember, we just got these prefrontal lobes, and thus awareness of awareness recently. Prior to these nifty new brains, the only thing we focused on was food, shelter, offspring, and leisure activities. After these nifty new brains, some are still at that animal level of awareness, albeit with a little more panache. The human body is a mammal, after all, and you have to climb the evolutionary ladder as long as it takes before you grow into your potential. The cat is the same as you are, only less of it. It is consciousness housed in a body, but your incarnations afforded you a lot more awareness, and thus a larger brain. The amount of awareness might be a product of the number of lives experienced, the efficiency or health of the brains incarnated into, or perhaps just dumb luck of being in the right place at the right time more often than the consciousness in the cat's body. it will eventually go through as many bodies and increasingly complex brains as it takes to be where you are today, moving on yet still to wherever this procession of progressing to is progressing to. You are the consciousness within that body. Once you become aware of this fact experientially, you are giving a new, separate identity, which I and others label as self. There are plenty of other labels out there, so choose one that is comfy and helps you read this essay with the least amount of agitation, because you are about to have your world turned inside out. Self is the amount of consciousness that is able to discover, identify, and be itself. Before that awareness, you are just some measure of unaware dreamer. This is not your dream, and you did not awaken to take over the reins of a dream. This dream's purpose was to get you to experientially knowing it as a fictional reality, and become aware of yourself as a caged, passive, impotent creator and experiencer. Once you have woken up, the dream has served its purpose. All of the world's bodies and the consciousness that is housed in them is evolving right alongside you, not to create the dream, but to escape from it. There is nothing redeemable about this shared dream aside from the end results of it. Otherwise, we are all, from top of the food chain to the bottom, incarnated consciousness forced to feed upon the bodies that houses other incarnated consciousness, forgetting our shared pain and suffering by being forced to contribute to it. The only time the self gets freedom is when the body sleeps. Then the role of creator becomes the self's. The problem is that you are no more aware dreaming while the body is sleeping than you are as a passenger in the body while it's awake. The self unconsciously creates a body and an environment to experience within when it does the dreaming. Both the dream body and the dream environment are inorganic, not living matter. Both organic and inorganic material is made up of the same building blocks. The difference in the sleeping dream is the self becomes the animating energy rather than the breaking down of foods. The script it acts out, because it is all the self knows prior to awakening, is the body's. The body and environment of the self-sleeping dream are as real as the body and environment of the body back in the bed. The only difference is, in the body's dream, everything is animated by other incarnated consciousnesses. In the self's dream, however, the self is the only consciousness present, albeit projecting others into its storylines. What do you suppose would happen if you stopped trying to live in the body's reality and evolve to where you could create your own reality? What would happen if an awake self woke up or became lucid in its own sleeping dream, instead of being a character in the body's dream? My guess is that the body's dream would finally be over for you after 15 billion years. If you became lucid in your own sleep dream, it would no longer be a dream. It would be entirely your creation. It could change at your whim. You would finally get to exercise free will, instead of dreaming whether or not there was such a thing. This created universe would be yours to explore, discover, and expand upon. Isn't this what the journey from pond scum to prefrontal lobes was all about? There is no amount of being awake in this world that will ever make this your world. Look around you. All you will see are other bodies, animated or dead. You cannot be creator here. You can only be co-creator. And those other creators are dreaming alongside your dream unconsciously. The idea of being a conscious creator seems far-fetched given we don't have any point of reference for it. But that is the irony. We create a form and environment every evening when the body sleeps. Unfortunately, this creation activity is manifested just as it is during your waking life, unconsciously. Like anything evolving, you have to grow into that new pair of shoes. Here is a truth to get you pointed in the right direction. The concept, always precedes the awareness. Thought, conscious or not, creates. If the body's dream makes more sense to you, then all I can do is say the best of luck within its parameters. If it makes more sense to you once this final puzzle piece of my ontological system is in place, then as a creator you know what to be thinking about. If you should become self-aware and then find yourself lucid within your own sleep dream, don't forget to say thank you and enjoy the transformation from dreamer to creator. Presently, I have not evolved to this ability, but I can feel it closing in.